Baseball.
Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
That's baseball.
Back now to Bucco Talk. 412-928-9370. It's Bucco Talk. Presented by Honda North and brought to you in part by La Rose College on the home for your Pittsburgh Pirates. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pittsburgh's hometown sports station.
My sermon today, said the Reverend Jones, is baseball and whence it came. If you take the good book and you take a good look, you will find the first baseball game. It says Eve stole first and Adam second. Solomon umpire.
And back here on Bucco Talk on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Vinny Ricchici here with you. A very unique promotion at PNC Park this past Thursday night, Faith Night. Not too many baseball clubs have done this, but the ones that have found an interesting way to have fans and players relate to each other on a very different plane than just baseball, but involving baseball, life experiences, and their faith. It might have been a bit tough to keep the faith Thursday night as the Pirates were getting beat up by the Cardinals 13-0.
1-2. Mercer, ground ball slowly hit to Cosmo at short. He'll pick it up, throw it over to second base for the force out. Descalso is there, and this ball game mercifully comes to an end. Final score, Cardinals 13, Pirates nothing.
But a few thousand fans stuck around after the game and shared their faith with several Pirates players, coaches, and manager Clint Hurdle as the Buccos held their first ever Faith Night. Hurdle says it was something that he had done before and wanted to bring it to Pittsburgh by request.
One of the reasons we're doing is it's a fan ask. I think word in the street happens. Other clubs have done it. I've been involved in Colorado with it. Was involved in St. Louis last year. They asked me to partake in theirs.
And since the club announced Faith Night just a few short weeks ago, Hurdle has gotten nothing but positive response to the event.
They haven't been in a while, but they heard it was Faith Night. They want to come. They want to hang around. They want to hear the guys talk about something besides baseball. Yeah. And what else can be meaningful to them, and maybe what makes baseball fit for them, and how they handle some of the adversity. So,
and show up they did as PNC Park reverberated with the sound of fans cheering their favorite Pirates, not for hitting home runs or making great defensive plays, but for how they lived their lives. It was a special moment as Andrew McCutchen, one of several players who stuck around after the tough loss, took a question from a young man.
Dylan, what's your question? Great question. Hush.
Whoa.
Usher, you can't lie.
I can't. No, honestly, not as much as I should. I definitely read and get devotion. My mom, actually, she sends me devotion every single day. And me and my girlfriend, we read it pretty much every day. And that's helped me out whole lot in my day started. Right now we're reading the 23rd Psalms. It's a verse that a lot of us probably know, and it's just taking it piece by piece, and just learning more about it. So that's something that I do every day.
Maybe the most compelling testimony of the night was when the manager himself got into his story, showing a sign of Clint Hurdle not too many folks probably know about.
I don't have a Christian walk. I've had a Christian obstacle course. It's still ongoing. I made a commitment to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord at the age of 17 in FCML. How many years ago was that? I'm 56 now. That was the best thing I ever did. What I didn't realize at that time at 17 was that was a two-way commitment that Jesus made one to me. He was never going to leave. He hasn't let go of me since that day. I've been all over the joint. I used Jesus as an ATM card for 23 years. Maybe there's somebody out there that can relate to it.
And at the end of the night, after sharing something so personal between the players and the fans, many fans appreciated the gesture from both the players and the ball club.
I think it's a big step for the Pirates and Pittsburgh to, you know, step out in faith and show their relationship with Christ.
And what about Clint Hurdle? How would he measure success on a night that might have been a loss on the playing field, but a win in the souls of so many fans?
It's going to be successful no matter what, because who's ever here wanted to be here. And I think they're going to see another side of us that I think they will appreciate, to know that, you know, we're also conscious of our faith, our family, our community, and how that all ties in and how we fit baseball into it, actually. And it's not like we make everything else fit in around baseball.
Well, it was so successful that the crowd overwhelmingly let Hurdle know that they wanted to do it again next year. And that's another edition of Beyond the Baselines. I'm Vinny Ricci.
Play ball.